It's 10 o'clock Mountain Time, and if you can hear me over the scratching. But it's Friday, not Thursday, and Tom and Shane are here. We're happy to be along with you today. And hey, if you're just joining us, why not subscribe, like us. Yeah, you got to do that. You got to subscribe. You got to ring the notification bell. You'll always be notified when we have a podcast. And if you'd like to support us monetarily, and why not, there's a link in the description below, and we would appreciate that very much if you would do that. And we're brought to you by StreamYard, of course. That's how we make these podcasts, and there's a link in the description below if you want to try that out. We would be happy to give you a free link over there. Well, today we're going to talk about abortion and companies who are stepping up to the plate because they are so magnanimous that they are ready to pay travel costs to any of their employees that need an abortion, Shane. So what do you think?
Well, it's a following trend of the Demolition Party, because basically women, you know, they provide such a major part of the workforce now. I mean, it's significant. And, rules of the game is don't have people leave because the cost of replacing an employee with just the paperwork alone is too expensive. So, it's a political play, of course.
Of course.
And at the same time, it's they think it's good corporate play, but it isn't. It's not going to make a difference.
No, it won't. What are the unintended consequences of Roe v. Wade, a Supreme Court ruling? Well, one I'm wondering about, Shane, that I haven't heard anybody talk about, is what if the lack of available abortion makes people be more responsible in their actions? I mean, come on.
Well, I think you see that already in the rural states, the red states, where their states of action and growth and responsibility. It's not going to change anything in the blue states because all the blue states presently allow abortion. So, it's just a sad thing that the media in your country and the internet, they're not properly explaining what happened. The Supreme Court did its job. It's right. And send it back to the states for people to decide by election. And what your president said in Europe at the end of their meeting about the Supreme Court was repugnant, terrible. He's an embarrassment to your country for him to assault a branch of government, of your government. Mm-hmm. He is not a kingmaker. And, it really upsets me because the term ended yesterday and it wasn't 5 minutes and, they swore in the first Black American woman to be on the Supreme Court. Like it's a big yawn. It isn't.
Yeah. Well, the other thing we need to talk about, are these women going to walk in the boss's office and ask for money to terminate a pregnancy? I mean, that seems like kind of an embarrassing thing to do. I would think it would take a lot of strength to go in and request that, unless there's some way, there's some paperwork you just fill out and turn in, and you don't have to go in and go face to face with the boss.
Well, a couple of important numbers. There are 145,000 bank employees in the U.S. 54% of them are women. Men make up 46%. Mm-hmm. And, the second thing in industry, 40% are women. And you go down the list of women's involvement in your economy, and it's serious. It's a serious number, and it's growing, especially because of the demographics created by abortions, as we talked about.
Yeah.
Look, 1.6 billion abortions since 1980, that's genocide. Mm-hmm. It's going to be seen as genocide. Mm-hmm. It's going to change the world in the next 50 years, and the demographics of the population and the economies of the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we're looking at when we... why we decided to tackle this particular issue, The other things, I guess, that we've got to talk about is that if abortion is restricted or illegal in some states, and some states are talking about outlawing it altogether, whether or not that'll happen or not, I guess depends on their legislators or whether it goes to a vote.
As it should be, though. That's how it should be.
Well, it should. I would tend to agree with that. Even before Roe v. Wade, there's always been exceptions for rape, incest, and the health of the mother. Those things have always been in place even before Roe v. Wade came along. And I would think in most places that would be the case. In Montana, abortion is legal in our Constitution. It's part of our Constitution. And the only way that you can abort... you can abort a fetus after viability only in severe health issues or the health of the mother.
There's 193 countries and territories in the world. Of that, the United Nations will tell you over 125 have no abortion. It's illegal.
Yeah.
And the U.S. is one of eight countries with the most liberal policies. Most of Europe, abortion is illegal under the terms of what the United States is presently accepting or were.
Yeah.
States like California and New York. So Virginia, West Virginia. I mean, it's a bad policy. It is good for the future. And that's why immigration is such an important part of your country. And allowing 1.2 million immigrants legally into your country. So we'll see how this ends up. But the bottom line is, it's just a terrible thing of the 20th and 21st century.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More people have been aborted than people died in all wars in the last 2,000 years, including civilians. Including civilians.
Yeah. 4 billion worldwide. But I guess the question comes back to is abortion more frequent because it's more available? Do people drink more because bars are there? I don't know. Do people go to church because there's more churches there?
It's a representation of class, and it's a representation of population. So the same 40 to 45% of the people that are getting abortions now will get them in the future. Minorities, lower class people, lower middle class people can't afford it. Girls that are single can't afford it. The only ones that can are African American women, because they get paid by your government to have babies and no man in the house. So that's how extreme it is.
Yeah, I know. I've never been able to figure that out. We'll give you money as long as there's no man in the house. I don't understand how, it's like there's more incentives to get on welfare than there is to get off welfare. I mean, why is that?
Since the Great Society, African American women have been paid almost $1 trillion since 1964 to have babies and no husband in the house. That's been around, wow, like too long.
That's where we find ourselves. So, one of the things we're wondering about: will these companies add these provisions to their union contracts? Is that going to be a stipulation for the workers in these unions, Shane? Do you think
100%?
Companies are going to throw it in there, yeah.
They'll throw it in there and say, see, we're giving you this, so we're not going to give you more on wages or other benefits.
Yeah.
This is the big benefit we're throwing in, and then use it to promote that, sign the contract. But it's not relevant because there's only 15 million union jobs in your country left. It's irrelevant to the.
You got to go with the public unions and the government, certainly.
But
the federal.
Only 15 million people, so.
I guess that's true. So, the other thing that we needed to. The other thing that we needed to talk about, Shane, is who are these companies? Now, there's a bunch of them. But these are the few I could put on the screen that would fit on the screen. There's probably twice as many. I just looked. There were some of the companies that people might be more familiar with, you know, obviously Amazon and, you know, Microsoft and Paramount and Starbucks and Tesla and Disney and all of those, you know, and they're stepping up to the plate with various dollar amounts. You know, some are, it's an average of about 4,000. I think one or two companies will go up to 7,500
Of course, two reasons. One, it's to their benefit. They, you know, try not to replace workers. Number two, they get to write the cost off of providing that benefit. But look, I just heard today an analyst say that Meta, Facebook, you know, their revenue, they expect to drop 50%. And with what's coming, and, you know, stocks at a discount, and then they're going to get cheap by the end of the summer. And we're in a recession because they upgraded the first quarter to 1.6 GDP negative, and it's going to come at least 1% negative in the second quarter. So we called it back in November. We're right. We're streamlining here. We're keeping tabs on it. And that's why this is an important topic, because it's going to affect the economy. Any women that have a job probably aren't going to risk, you know, any kind of a situation of birth or abortion. This could go either 2 to 4 years. I mean, this is going to get ugly. If anyone has a job, you want to keep it. You really do.
Yeah. Well, one of the things we've got to ask is, why are these companies stepping up? Why is this an issue that companies are willing to fork out $4,000, $7,500 or more? And the answer is, it's in their best financial interest to do that, because there there is the Family Leave Act and health care savings for corporations, right? And we're going to talk about that in just a second. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm pulling you.
All right. Well, the Family Leave Act, 1993, gives you the right to take time off due to illness or to care for an ill dependent without losing your job. And it guarantees that eligible employees can take up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave. That's 3 months. That's one quarter. That's one quarter of a year, Shane, which can be used all at once or in increments as short as a few hours at a time if necessary. So this guarantees that eligible employees maintain their health insurance. So the company still has to pay health insurance while they're not getting any benefit from the worker. And that guarantees that an employee who returns to work will be given their previous position or an equivalent job with the same salary, benefits, and other conditions of employment. Now, to qualify for this, and this is the real kicker here, an employee must be you must be employed for 12 months, at least 1,250 hours during the most recent 12 months, and the law applies to workers at all government agencies, all schools nationwide, as well as at private companies with 50 employees or more. So that pretty well sums it up as to why these companies are doing it. $4,000 versus a quarter of health insurance paid, no production from the employee, and you have to guarantee the job back. And I think that speaks volumes why Walmart hasn't come out in favor of this, and neither has McDonald's.
Well, first of all, it's all politics as well as policy. I mean, these companies want women to spend because they're the ones who principally spend in the house. But, you know, family leave we've had in Canada for years. You get a year off. First 6 months, either spouse can get it when the employer pays them. Second 6 months of the year, the government does. So we've had basically a family leave program for a new parent for a year here, and it seems to be managed quite well, and everybody likes it, and it's helped our, you know, population to grow. We're not quite at 2% birth rate, but we're at 1.95, so that's close enough. But the other reason is too is companies are, with what's coming, and they know it is, they're expecting that people won't choose to have a family because they can't afford it. So they're going to get their needs of food and gas are going to be more important than having a child. It's going to be that simple. That's how bad.
Well, I think that's true. We've covered this a little bit in the past, Shane, that folks, you know, are using climate change as an example of why they're not going to have kids. One reason, I guess. And the other one is that we've also talked about on our radio show and here, the declining birth rate in the United States. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that. And I think that's part of it. And the other thing that people fail to realize is that when you look at the numbers, the number of abortions have come down in recent years. I mean, they're not as prevalent as they once were. So,
well, yeah. I think the millennials have been and the XYZ certainly generation. I think it's dropped because of STDs or STDs rather, and the concern of of money and wanting to live a lifestyle as a single person, particularly mm-hmm. in urban areas, because this gets yeah. more expensive. I mean, to live in a closet, which is basically what they're doing for $1,000 a month, is not cheap.
Yeah. No, that's true. Linda asks, I thought birth control and the morning after pill is free. Is this true? I'm not sure about the birth control because there have been some court things about that. I'm thinking, what was it, Hobby Lobby or somewhere like that? They went to the Supreme Court about whether they had to pay for contraceptives for their employees. So I think it's going to vary from company to company and maybe union contract to union contract. But birth control is fine unless you're Catholic, I think. I don't think the Catholic religion embraces birth control at all. So I think they consider that a mortal sin if you're not protecting yourself against pregnancy. So.
Well, the New England Journal of Medicine has a lot of interesting articles about the day after pill yeah. and its success and its viability. I mean, it's a choice you can have under your insurance, and it's not yeah. an expensive one because they haven't had the sales they anticipated, so they dropped the price on it.
Yeah. Well, the other thing to think about, too, some health coverages have abortion as part of their benefits, and some don't. I'm wondering in some of these states if the health insurance is going to use that savings to make them more attractive to some companies, that if they don't cover this, that there'll be a lower insurance cost and, whatever. And if the employer wants to pay for the abortion for the employee, then, hey, more power to them. But it's obvious the company doesn't want an employee gone for 12 weeks, and they also don't need the expense of another dependent on their health care that they're going to have to pay for.
Well, the insurance companies are in a big whack of trouble, particularly life insurance companies, because when the X and Y's aren't buying it. The other side of this is that it's a political choice, and they don't want to be on the wrong side with the demolition party, so they'll put it in, they'll provide it, anything to look positive in the views of woke people or the people using it, which is 35-40%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They want their business.
Yeah. Well, the bottom line is that these companies are certainly not doing, they're not doing their employees any favor. It's strictly a dollars and cents, and it's a political ploy. It goes with all of these, but as we mentioned earlier, the black community has suffered the most. They've become the second largest minority because of abortion, mostly in New York City and New Jersey, and that particular area. You can also add California in, but the Northeast is by far where all of the death and destruction has occurred.
Yeah, as we talked about, the African American population in the U.S. 42 mm-hmm. million, but yeah. they've lost 20 million to abortions since mm-hmm. Roe versus Wade. So they've been decimated. The government's decimated them since the Great Society, yeah. and then with Roe versus Wade. And it's a real sad reality that the Demolition Party doesn't care about them. And
yeah.
hopefully, finally, with the 21st century internet and information.
Yeah.
They'll finally wake up to the reality that the party that cares about them is the Republican Party.
Probably. Well, I know, Politico and the major fact checkers, one of the things that's been around forever is that if you're black in New York City, you have a better chance of being aborted than being born. And that's a sad fact. And de Blasio, when he was mayor, he wanted more clinics in New York so that more people can have abortions. And I don't know. It's really hard for me to understand the outrage of against the Supreme Court ruling when you're talking about the life of a child. And, you know, as we said before, rape, incest, health of the mother's been around since the beginning of time.
Well, so, you know, this is wrong in the last 5 years when the global warming people drew a line to abortion to save the planet and telling younger women don't have babies. And so now if you're not irresponsible or some terrible thing happens that you get pregnant, you shouldn't get pregnant because you want to save the world. Well, look, the bottom line to all of this is it good policy or is it not? Well, economically, bad policy. Politically, bad policy. You know, the responsibility is up to the individual, and that's why you have free choice. And that's what the Supreme Court did. I mean, for Americans not to understand what the Supreme Court did in their interest is very sad because
they're
saying, you know, abortion's gone, and Nancy Pelosi says it's on the ballot because Republicans want to get rid of it. It's insulting to the American people that they get up and they think Americans are stupid not to know what the Supreme Court said. We can't make this choice. It's not in the Constitution.
Yeah.
The people have to make a choice.
Yeah, that's all I said. I mean, don't bitch at the Supreme Court about it.
Yeah.
I mean, say, hey. It's not under us.
Your president did to the world, and what's actually laughable is Trump's done more good things not being president because of all these decisions the Supreme Court has made than made because he appointed them. So
I know
he's been on the right side for the American people before the Demolition Party has.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, well, the other thing I want to close with here, Shane, is that. As usual, the Democrat Party overreacts to everything. I mean, everything that they don't like, they go off the deep end, you know. Here's the most extreme example of why this is bad. And you know, we're in the deep end of the pool. We don't walk into the shallow end. We dive right into the deepest part of the pool with the most obscure. What if a woman is raped in a canoe? You know, I mean, come on, you've got to do something. This law is horrible. And they don't even know what the states are going to decide. They don't even know whether it's going to be a legislature decision, which is the people that we vote for, or whether it's going to be a vote to the people, you know, so.
Well, look, any attempt for the Congress to pass something federally is void because it has to be an amendment to the Constitution. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Even if they attempted it and voted for it and sent it to the states, you know, it would sit out there unvoted for forever. You know, it's just not going to get 2/3 of the states to agree. So it's all political. It's all a whitewash. And as I like to say, only have the opportunity.
Yeah.
It's a dog whistle. Okay?
Yeah. It is. Well, for those of us who are listening to us in Montana, Montana has abortion as part of the Constitution. Roe v. Wade didn't change anything in Montana at all. There's only 5 places in Montana that do abortions, and none of them in my hometown, thankfully. You know, they're all the states around us, every surrounding state that touches Montana is going to have to decide what their abortion situation will be.
Well, the one thing I want to comment about Tooth is Roe versus Wade is the association or, you know, comparison with coat hanger abortions. Listen, we've heard all the stories for the last 15 years. I'm going back to 20, 30. Doctors in low housing areas or lower class areas doing exactly that. And we've seen them prosecuted. So it doesn't matter whether abortion is legal in your country or not. You know, people that don't have medical insurance, as we pointed out, they'll do it, you know, in a back alley abortion and maybe die. So none of this is going to change. Hopefully it'll get better and states will decide. And if people travel. I mean, my goodness, to drive to another state like you do on a holiday,
great.
Someone pay serious attention to what you're saying.
Well, I don't know that we've solved anything here, but I think it's disingenuous of these folks that have stepped up to pay for this, not knowing what any state is going to decide.
Well, it's a great show for our library because we've done is informed everybody of the reality of where we're at. And one day we'll be maybe exonerated by the fact we're talking about this being genocide, pure and simple. Like euthanasia with people that are older, genocide.
Yeah. Well, I want to remind everybody, we'll be talking about this tomorrow on the radio and probably in more detail. We spent about 20 minutes on it here today, but 8 to 11 Mountain Time, listen live at KMMSAM.com. All you got to do is click listen now. There's nothing to join, no sign up, no email, no personal information needed in any way to do that. All right. So,
and I just want to say happy Canada Day to everyone. Today's Canada Day, 1st of July.
That's right.
Have a great 4th of July on Monday. And let's all party. Don't think, drink, be safe, and be happy.
That's right. If you want to be, if you want to have a happy 4th, pick up a 5th on the 3rd. So,
there you go.
There you go. So, let's see. Some comments. Madeline says, I'm all for having kids. So thankful I have mine, but only if the parents can financially and emotionally take care of them without state or federal aid. So, since none can predict how our lives will go and the condition of the world is not cohesive, I would hope their choice would be to prevent pregnancy. And I would agree with that. And she also adds, if you live in one state and go to another for an abortion, we talked about that. Is that going to be deemed aiding and abetting a crime? If it's a crime in your state to abort a fetus, are you going to be guilty of going to another state? Are you crossing state lines? Has it become a federal offense, Jane?
Oof. No, it's not going to happen. No prosecutor in a red state where it's outlawed. Well, prosecutor citizen that went somewhere else for it. No, not going to happen.
All right. So, yeah, maybe everybody will start going to Canada for it.
It's way up here.
Do you have a high abortion rate in Canada? I mean, you only got 30 million people, so it's not a
35. But our population demographics the same, 1.95. So we need immigrants too, like you.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking, too, that 75% of Canada lives within, 75 miles of our border?
Yeah,
something like that.
What's really sad is Europe thought it would be a great idea to have these people from the Middle East come into the continent. And as I've said before, because of demographics, their birth rate is 8-1. They'll take over Europe without firing a shot before the end of the century because no country in Europe is over 2% to maintain their birth rate. They're all 1.8, 1.9, all of them.
Yeah.
And Asian countries as well. So it's an interesting topic because it's a problem.
Yeah. Not
enough births.
Yeah, it definitely is. So, all right, I definitely want to remind everyone that we are on radio tomorrow. And if you missed any of our shows or if it's first time you're here, past shows are also at KMMSAM.com. Click on Tom and Shane's podcast and you can listen to some of our past shows. Also our YouTube and Facebook Live, LinkedIn Live, Twitter Live shows. And so we'll be happy to if you do that. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. And thanks for everybody. Thanks for your comments. Thanks for joining us. And thanks for being here because, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. So we thank you very much. Also, I want to welcome all of our new subscribers. And, hey, don't forget, subscribe, ring the notification bell, like us, leave a comment. YouTube likes that sort of stuff. They'll move us up in the search rankings. And we will see you on the radio tomorrow, 8 to 11 Mountain Time, KMMSAM.com. Bye for now.